I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Typhoon Weifa in Japan was downgraded to a tropical storm, but it was heavy on destruction where it hit. Asian Access's Mary Jo Wilson.
The damage primarily was mudslides in the Izu Oshima, the island that's off of the Kanto area.
2011 taught aid to a new normal for ministry, leadership development, and church planting.
It's been a game changer, not just in the Tohoku region. There are lines of churches that have been responding from outside the area. It's impacted as well.
A dollar goes further than ever before. Find out how through a special link at our website. Next, A Biblical Worldview is now available during prime time in Iran. Sat7 Pars recently expanded its TV broadcast to 24 hours a day, covering primetime hours. Since that's the time local channels are showing reruns, many turn to satellite TV. Sat7's a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. They're moving key blocks of biblical teaching programs to appeal to this new audience. More on the story at our website. And the Apostle James tells us to look after the widow and the orphan in their distress. As domestic adoptions increase in China, more and more special needs orphans are left out in the cold. Adoption Associates is calling on believers to respond, says Dr. Allison Monroe.
The special needs are just a part of their life. It doesn't define who they are. They really can thrive if they get a family.
Adoption Associates needs 400 families to adopt these special needs orphans. You can find details at our website. Pray they'll come to know Christ's love and acceptance. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sometimes think you've disappointed God. With your gift of any amount, M&N will send you the book, The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper. He reminds us that God's there, ready to use us despite our failures. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.